Good afternoon. Thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Dennis Travail.
Hi, Dennis. How are you?
Good.
What can I do
I'm
for you
looking
today?
to, yeah, I'm looking to set up with you guys for internet because I know you just did my neighbor, and just got a couple questions for you though.
Absolutely.
What's the because I got a communication from you not too long ago, but the one I have is it says offer ends 8/31/24. So I'm just asking if what's the latest offer if it has changed
So we've
or what.
kept the same offer. There have been like a couple of changes, but nothing really major as far as that goes. Now for our 1 gig and our 2 gig plans, we also offer a one free extender as well. But the $69.99 price for the 1 gig is still the same. That's actually typically our everyday price. It's just the marketing kind of just goes out and makes it seem like, oh, you have till this time. But really, I mean, we are offering the $10 off if you sign up for the auto pay and paperless billing through your checking account. If you were to
Okay,
sign
let
up
me
for,
ask.
oh, yeah, go for it.
No, I was going to say, now this includes Wi-Fi, right?
Yeah, so this is just internet. The router and the modem are fully included in your price, and there's also no taxes or fees on top of that $69.99 price. It's all inclusive.
Okay, but I'm just saying that there's Wi-Fi included in this, right? Into the router or whatever.
So the router, the equipment called the router, is actually the one that disperses the Wi-Fi signal. So yes.
Okay. Well, now let me ask you something, because we have I have Spectrum, but I have Netgear as my Wi-Fi because Spectrum wasn't very good. We have a lot of problems with Wi-Fi in the house, especially, and I don't want to blame you guys, but ever since you guys were digging up around the houses, our Wi-Fi has gotten even worse. So I don't know if it
Oh, I
was
do apologize for that. That was not our
well, like I say,
intention.
yeah. Well, that's what I mean. Like I said, my wife gets very frustrated because she has to go into the downstairs bathroom in order to talk on the cell phone.
Oh,
And
no.
I'm just wondering, I don't know what my Wi-Fi is, gigs or whatever it is, but is the 1 gig good enough for I have a 3-story townhouse, and I'm just wanting to make sure that the Wi-Fi that I'm going to get from you guys is going to be good enough for the whole house or. Because like I say, your internet price isn't bad. I mean, I pay $82 a month with Spectrum. Yours is 69. It saves me $13. But you have the Wi-Fi, which is what I'm more interested in, as much as internet. And but I just don't want to have you guys installed and find out that Wi-Fi isn't any better than what I have now. You know what I mean? I don't
Yeah,
want to
so
waste
we
your
do have
time,
a state-of
I don't want to
the-art
waste my.
router that we provide, and with those Wi-Fi extenders that we do provide, that will assist in spreading and getting more of a whole home coverage for the Wi-Fi.
Okay. So
So,
your price is still. Sorry.
yeah, the price will still be $69.99, regardless, because that goes based off of the megabytes per second.
So that's for 2 years, right?
Yes, it's valid for
That
2 years.
price. Okay. Okay. What's the price go to after 2 years?
So the regular price is $79.99.
Okay. That's bad. I know that. Because my wife and I are also considering selling our house. So if we sell a house, say, August, we expand further.
I'm
This
so
will probably.
sorry. I'm kind of losing you. You're cutting in and out.
Yeah, this is Wi-Fi. No, I'm just asking about early cancellation if my wife and I are considering selling the house.
Yeah, we don't have any cancellation fees.
Okay, so
We
we
don't do
don't I mean
contracts.
okay. Well, I know like DirecTV, if they give you a plan and you have to stay with them for at least 2 years, and if you leave early, you have to pay a a
cancellation
fee.
Yeah, no, we exactly. don't we don't do that. We don't do any contracts. Okay. We don't have any cancellation fees. So if ever you were to move or sell the home or whatever the case may be and you needed to cancel, or even if you didn't like the service and you needed to cancel, we don't have any cancellation fees.
Yeah. What do we do with the equipment? Do we send it back to you or?
Yes. So we would okay. we would send you a box that is pre-labeled to mail us back the equipment.
Okay. Okay, good enough. Because I can't tell you how many cable boxes we had when we were with Spectrum years ago, and when either we got new equipment or something, they never took the equipment back for some reason. And I had many anyway. So, okay, I like to set up in a time when I can get hooked up.
Yeah, absolutely. So we would have to go through the order process. What is your service address, please?
56. Red Maple Road, Sardis, New York.
Perfect. All right, and we are looking for internet only, is that correct?
Well, I'm looking for internet and Wi-Fi. I don't know.
Well, so the Wi-Fi is part of the internet.
Okay, because I know Spectrum, that was separate. You had a separate modem for that. That's the reason I asked. Yeah. So
well, that's interesting. Yeah, no. We have the modem, which is one piece of equipment, and then we have the router, which is the other piece of equipment. Both are included in the price, and the Wi-Fi's job, like the router's job, is to provide Wi-Fi, that wireless
okay.
signal for your devices to connect to the internet.
Okay, good enough.
Okay, and this is for residential, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then
now,
we were looking at the 1 gig for the $69.99, right?
Yeah. Now, I have a Roku, or I have a, I have Roku. So I only need one internet box for the whole house, right?
Yes. Yeah, so that
okay.
would be your router.
Okay. That's what I mean. Again, too, I apologize if I'm asking stupid questions.
No, that's quite all right.
No.
I mean, yeah. Not everybody is very technologically inclined, believe me.
I get lost
on some technical things.
Yeah, well, I'm not. And the problem with, now, I don't know if Spectrum's changed, but the reason I left Spectrum is because I needed a box for every TV I had. And I have a TV, three TVs in my house. And,
yes, so the cable boxes are different than the internet.
Okay.
And then approximately how large is your home? I know you stated it was about a three-story townhome.
Three-story.
But how large would it be? Would that be in square footage?
You know, I just had a carpet installed, and they said, I think they said 1,100, but I think that was the three. I have a basement.
Mm-hmm.
A main in a.
I mean, are you
upstairs,
in the basement often?
No.
Okay.
Do I make call? I sometimes call from the or get a call from when I'm down in the basement, but you know.
Yeah,
I don't
see that being a big issue then.
Yeah.
What I do recommend is maybe having your router and your modem in the second floor.
Exactly. That's where it would be. It would be in the main floor, and then the bedrooms upstairs. That's what.
Okay,
I mean.
So it's two floors, but third including the basement.
There's two floors plus a basement.
Yeah. Okay. So the third would be the basement. Okay. So that makes more sense.
Right.
Yeah. So it's basically like we treat that as like a two floor home.
Okay.
Because not many people are in the basement unless they have a fully finished basement. So unless they turn the basement into like a gaming room or, like some big, activity area, that's
like
why
I
asked if you're in the basement often.
No. Sometimes if we're downstairs, my wife will get a call and, I don't know if it would work or not. She might have to come upstairs to talk, but as long as the Wi-Fi is much better than what I have now, my wife will be happy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and that's completely understandable. Now, what I do recommend is maybe finding a room that would be central as far as on that floor goes so that it can provide as much.
I'll be honest with you. It's now, if you went to 58 Red Maple Road, she's my neighbor, and they just had you guys installed. They're basically were the same floor plan, other than being opposite things, you know, in the house. But we're basically the same floor plan. Now, I don't know if you can go into my neighbor's Casey's account, but if you needed to know exactly what the floor, because they have a finished, they have a finished basement where they have, you know, she has an office downstairs. So I know she needs, we asked her how your setup was, and she was happy with it. So if Casey's happy with it, it must be pretty good, because she's got an office downstairs where she definitely needs probably internet.
Okay.
And of course she's got the other two. So I'm saying that only because, I wish I knew I want to say 1100, but I don't even know if that's
perfectly fine. I mean, the technician on the date of your install will also, decide on number and placement of your Wi-Fi and your Wi-Fi extenders if you need any. So at that point, you would be in full control of what you would want in the home.
Yeah, our townhouse it's not like a huge house where you got five, you know, rooms to go walk through. Our house is very compact, so if he puts the internet and the modem and the router where it is now, I'm pretty sure that would suffice to, you know, the best place to put it for now. You know, I mean, he can tell me someplace else, but the way where the TV is set up and like that, I mean,
yeah,
it works
absolutely
now. So if you guys are better than what I have now set up, I don't foresee a problem.
Yeah, and I mean, we would only provide the internet, because we don't provide any cable TV service. So,
yeah.
But yes,
well, how do you hook up the? Is it all wireless?
So it's all wireless, but like we provide the internet service, so we don't provide any like channels for your TV.
No. I'm not worried about, as long as I can work my streaming TV can work off your internet. That's all I need is the. What internet we have and what hot Wi-Fi we have, we don't have a problem. I'm just wondering, you know, like right now, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
No worries, I'm still here.
Yeah. No, I was gonna say, Spectrum right now has a cable that comes in from outside to the cable box to the cable modem. Okay, is that you guys also do that, or are you wireless?
No, so we also have a cable that goes to the modem, but it's fiber optic, not coaxial.
Okay.
So our cable is very different, because your data gets emitted through pulses of light, so it's a little bit higher of a technology.
Yeah. Well, because I know we have a box. They did a box right outside our house here.
We'll probably have a similar situation where we have to connect you from your home to the fiber network at the street. So that's called is a drop cable. Oftentimes we do bury it, but if we have to go aerial, we will go aerial. But we do have a primary focus on burying.
Yeah, I think like I said, I don't know how you guys. I didn't watch the guys do it next door, but I know it wasn't aerial. It had to be buried. You know,
okay.
So anyway.
Yeah, and I mean, we don't dig up like the whole yard or anything. We just dig deep enough where it's 6 to 8 inches deep and wide enough for the cable.
Okay.
So we don't do much as far as it goes to destroying lawns or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's a faster way of getting your internet. It's also a higher technology, because again, it's emitted through light pulses. So. Yeah. And then even if, I don't know if you have like a generator or anything for when your power goes out during strong storms, but if you were to have the modem and router connected into a power source during like a generator or battery backup, you would still be receiving, internet, because we have hospital grade or higher grade generators at our substations to continue providing internet access, even if the power goes out in a town.
Now, you say you only bury it 8 inches,
Yes, 6 to 8 inches.
What protection do you have in case someone digs a hole and cuts into your wire? You know what I mean?
So, I mean, yes. So at that point, typically most people don't typically dig in. They would also, anytime any company needs to dig, they typically call 811. So that it's labeled, because we have to abide by 811. So we know, okay, we're not interfering with the gas line. We're not interfering with the electric cables. You know, we always want to make sure that we're not going to be interfering at that point. If there's already a conduit on the property, then we'll kind of slide ours through the conduit so that it's all protected anyway. But typically, I mean, we don't see a lot of people just digging without calling 811 to begin with.
Well, okay, so I'll leave it up to you guys to worry about how to hook me up. I think they'll probably be fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, and then do you own or rent your current property?
Own.
Okay, and how are your current utility wires feeding your home, such as Central Hudson? Are they aerial or are they buried as well?
All burial.
Okay, perfect. And then is your billing address different than your service address?
No, same address.
Okay. And then, Dennis, how do you spell your first and last name? Is it just D-E-N-N-I-S?
Yes, two N's. And Travail is T-R-E-V as in Victor, A-I-L.
That's what I figured. What is the best email address for you? This will also be your username to log into the account portal.
Okay. D-N-N, it's all lowercase, D-N-N-54-T-R-V, V as in Victor, at yahoo.com.
Perfect. Okay. And then the primary phone number you'd like on the account, please.
845-417-8043.
Great. Is there a secondary number that you'd like on the account?
I can hold on. Let me pause.
I mean, it's not required.
I can always add. I mean, I give you my wife's. I think it's 845-217-9200. And I'll check it after I hang up from you, but I'm pretty sure. That's
right. Absolutely. And then how did you want us to contact you prior to your installation and for any future notifications regarding your account? We have the option of phone, email, or text. A lot of people tend to go for text.
Yeah, text is fine.
Okay.
Text,
Yeah, because if you opt in for the text messaging, what happens is that we can also notify you of important updates regarding your account. You can also confirm your installation appointment via text. So that is always a great tool. That way, if ever you're busy or in a meeting or whatever that you do in your everyday life, you know, we're not as interrupting.
That's no problem.
So you'll get important information like updates about your order status, billing updates, things like that. And of course, you can always choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and then receive communication via email or phone call. We don't send any advertisements on your cell phone unless you were to authorize that. And so this is specifically for account-specific updates. Message and data rates may apply, but that's typical with any cell phone carrier. Would that be okay?
That's okay.
Okay.
Perfect. I could change it if it – I mean, I don't
– Yeah, again, you can always change it.
Yeah, I've never got charged on a text message, but
– Yeah, neither have I. I think those are typically for the non-unlimited plans, more of like the pay-as-you-go plan. I know back in the late 2000s, AT&T had like those plans where you would pay per text or whatever. So that was always very interesting. And then as part of our order process, we do have to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This does not affect your credit score at all. We don't see anything regarding your credit. It just lets us know that you are who you say you are, and it also lets us know if you are at risk of not paying your bill. You can opt to bypass the credit check, but doing so would automatically require you to pay a $50 deposit.
No, I think what you do is you contact my bank I've had a lot of these places where I do all pay. They go through my bank and they do it's like charge me no money for just doing a credit. I assume that's what credit check is. So
no, so essentially with the credit check, what it is I would put in your information. You would provide me with your social if you were comfortable with that, because that's how we do the credit check, and it just lets us know whether you are at risk of being delinquent on your bill. If it tells us that you are required to pay the $50 deposit, then we would have to move forward with a $50 deposit, which would be today. Otherwise, if it tells us that you pass the credit check and no deposit is required, then we just keep moving on and complete the order.
That's fine.
Okay. So it's relatively simple. Again, it's completely confidential. We don't see anything that just, it just lets us know that you are who you say you are.
Yeah, no problem.
And just bear with me as I get to that.
Sure. Can I just ask you one question?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
How much longer is this going to take? The only reason I asked is I just looked at the clock. I got to run down and pick up my grandson, so I got to leave here like 25 after in about 10 minutes. So
yeah, it'll take less than that.
Okay. I was going to say, if we have to, not more, I can call you back or you can call me back later.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it won't take that long. We're actually towards the end of everything at the moment.
Okay.
So I will work as fast as possible as well for you.
I'll tell you, I just noticed the time.
No worries. And then whenever you are ready, I am ready for your social. Again, I only need it once.
Okay, 131-46-6228.
Perfect. Submitting that now. Perfect. No deposit required. Awesome.
Okay.
All righty. And if you would like, what we can do is we can set up the auto pay later, especially since, you've got somewhere to be.
Okay. I'll do that.
You'll be able to do that also on the website as well. You will receive two emails. One will be the confirmation of your order, and then the other one will be essentially a link to sign into your Archtop Fiber online account. That link does expire after 24 hours, so definitely go ahead and get into that, change what you need to change. You should be provided a temporary password, but if you don't receive one, you can always give us a call. We'll change the password for you to go ahead and get in and change the password.
Now, when do I set up do you send me a day that you're going to do it? Or how does the appointment, how does the installation work?
Nope. So we're going to schedule the appointment today.
Okay.
Now, is there anything with regards to your property that we should be aware of?
I gotta pick a fence. I'm pretty sure you're gonna run it by the same place where Spectrum have their wires.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I mean, if everything is buried, I put down that your electric is buried. If there's any septic tanks in the front, I mean, I know like.
No.
Okay.
They took the flags down, but there's plenty of stuff on the I'm pretty sure they know where all the wires are. You know?
Okay. Okay, no worries. And then, so the router is going to be on the main floor, and that you might need a Wi-Fi extender. But again, that first Wi-Fi extender is included in the price, so no worries. But I am at least putting that in for our technicians so that when they go to the appointment to do the install, they will know to have that ready as well.
Okay.
All right. So the order has been placed. We are now getting to the scheduling part. And so our earliest appointment available would be the 23rd. How does that sound? That's
Wednesday,
next Wednesday.
23rd? That's fine.
Did you want a 10 a.m., a 1 p.m., or 3 p.m.?
10 a.m. is fine.
10 a.m.? Okay, perfect. So I've got that confirmed.
Hold on. Yeah, okay. Now, I was going to say, I sometimes take my grandson to school, but 10 a.m., if he doesn't come any earlier than 10 a.m., I'm fine.
Okay, yeah, perfectly. And I mean, of course, when it comes to schooling, depending on what grade he's in, I know my eighth grader has to be in school by 7 a.m., so.
Well, he's got to be there by 9 o'clock, so it takes me half an hour to go to this stuff. I'll definitely be home by that time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
No worries. All right, but you are all set, sir. You're all set there, okay. Dennis.
I'm sorry, your name again?
CJ.
CJ?
Yes.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. Yeah, we're all locals, so we definitely know the areas, and we definitely have fun with getting to know, you know, people from our community. It's kind of nice. So.
Okay, thanks, CJ. Okay.
Absolutely. Did you have any other questions for me before I let you go?
Nope, I'm all set. I'm pretty sure I'll be paying the bill soon enough, so we'll worry about that when that comes.
Yeah, I mean, so just so you know, the billing cycle does not start until the day of your install.
Okay.
So you won't be paying anything prior to that date, and then your bill becomes available about 15 days prior to the due date.
Okay.
So typically halfway through the month of your billing cycle is when you'll see it. Okay.
Okay.
But definitely be sure to set up the auto pay on the website, or you can always give us a call if you want to set it up as well.
Oh, good enough.
Okay.
Excellent.
But yeah, thank if you. You ever have any further questions, just let us know. Reach out to us. We're more than happy to go ahead and help.
Okay. Thanks, EJ.
Oh, you're so very welcome. And thank you so much, Dennis, for calling Archtop Fiber. Have a wonderful rest of your day, a fantastic weekend, and welcome to the family.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.